finance and economics.
Free exchange. Tipped over the edge. America's gratuity madness may soon come, so long as Donald Trump does not get his way.
Things are big in America. That is true of houses, cars, and food portions. Perhaps most shocking of all is the size of tips. In much of the rest of the world, gratuities are a small gesture for good service. In American restaurants, they are de rigueur. And they are becoming more generous and more common. For workers who already get them, tips are growing. For those who do not get them, tips may be coming their way. But this cannot go on forever. Look closer at the tipflation gripping America, and a surprising conclusion emerges. The country may be approaching peak tip. As with so much these days, Donald Trump has a hand in this. At a recent rally in Las Vegas, he casually inserted a radical proposal about halfway through his speech. For those hotel workers and people that get tips, you're going to be very happy, because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, he said. It was, he argued, only right to stop the government from going after the earnings of people who provide good service. This looks like smart politics. Mr. Trump's pledge appeals to employees in the food industry, about a quarter of whom are Hispanic, a crucial group of voters. The fiscal implications are, however, ominous. In 2018, the most recent year for which data are available, Americans in hospitality jobs and the like reported about $38 billion in tipped income. Losing taxes on that, worth some $10 billion, would create a noticeable hole in the federal budget. More worryingly, a tax exemption for tipping would alter incentives. Workers and employees in any tippable job would switch to lower base pay, leaving more to be covered as tips. Service jobs beyond restaurants, from car repairs to dentistry, would probably adopt tip-heavy wage structures. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a research group, reckons that tax losses could grow to about $50 billion a year. Congress would have to be punctilious in drawing up rules to forestall tax evasion. What makes Mr. Trump's proposal so intriguing is that it comes at a time when Americans have become frustrated with paying extra. The history of tipping, documented by Michael Lynn of Cornell University, is of steady rises. In the 1950s, tips ran to about 10% of bills. By the 1980s, they rose to 15%. In recent years, they have hit 20%. Whereas tipping used to be reserved for table service at restaurants, now buying a coffee or a muffin is likely to involve the employee flipping around a tablet screen to the customer to solicit a tip. That can be hard to refuse when the person behind you in line is peering over your shoulder. And these screens typically give three options of, say, 18%, 20%, or 23%, making it difficult to opt for something smaller. A recent survey by Bankrate, a financial firm, found that 35% of Americans felt tipping culture was getting out of control, up by 5 percentage points from a year earlier. So why do Americans persist with hefty tips? The conventional explanation is that it encourages good service. Anthony Gill of the American Institute for Economic Research, a think tank, explains it as a solution to a principal agent problem. Restaurant managers want good waiters, but struggle to monitor performance. Tipping, in effect, outsources supervision to the customer. Mr. Lin has found that when restaurants have eliminated tipping and instead charged higher prices, online customer ratings have suffered. There is also a psychological element, according to Ofer Azar of Ben-Gurion University in Israel, another big tipping country. People feel good about themselves when they leave extra, deriving a sense of generosity. Perversely, this may plant the seeds of tipflation. Customers need to give a little more than the social norm in order to maintain their good feeling. As 20% becomes the norm, the next threshold in a decade or so may be 25%. Yet there is reason to think America is approaching peak tip, so long as Mr. Trump does not get his way. First, consider the sheer numbers. Tipflation is a form of superinflation. If tips were a fixed percentage, they would rise at the rate of general restaurant inflation. Since the percentage actually increases over time, tipflation is bound to outstrip restaurant inflation. This matters because, following the price surge of the past few years, spending on meals out has hit 5.6% of post-tax incomes in America, up from the 4.5% to 5% typical in the previous half century. People have long grumbled about tipping. Now complaints are more forceful. The legal landscape is also in flux. Whereas Mr. Trump's pledge raises the prospect of yet more tipping, state officials are pushing in the opposite direction. Many restaurants in America pay what is known as a tipped minimum wage, which can be as low as $2.13. The rest, to get to the state minimum wage, is meant to be derived from tips. In practice, many servers earn well above that. Restaurant owners like this system because it gives them flexibility to hire more workers and to keep menu prices down, knowing that customers will directly cover wage costs through tipping. But little by little, cities and states are applying their true minimum wages to all workers, whether tipped or not. That is currently the case in a handful of states, such as Minnesota and Oregon. Chicago and Washington, D.C. have recently started down this path. Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Ohio may be next. Higher minimum wages raise labor costs for restaurants. Some establishments have responded by cutting staff or shutting during slow hours, while others have added mandatory service charges or raised prices. From a broader economic perspective, the impact need not be quite so dramatic. The main effect for customers will be to see some of the cost of their meal migrating from the tip line on their receipts to the upfront food price. This does not mean that gratuities will go away, they are too deeply entrenched in American life, but the eye-watering amounts may start to recede. The country is at a tipping point.